I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 23rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he's concerned about a recent increase in coronavirus cases in Quincy. Koch says there are 39 active cases. That's up from 8 on July 8th. The mayor says he's not pressing the alarm button yet, but is urging people to be more vigilant about wearing masks, social distancing, and hand sanitizing. The Hofbräu Cafe on C Street voluntarily closed for 2 weeks after three workers tested positive for the virus. There have been positive cases in a recreational baseball program in Quincy, and three summer school teachers tested positive last week. 40-year-old Joseph Michael Murphy of Quincy, charged with threatening to shoot another man in the parking lot of Panera Bread on Hancock Street in North Quincy last night. The victim says Murphy threatened to shoot him after confronting him and asking for the location of Prospect Street. The victim hid in a nearby shed, and Murphy was arrested after a brief police foot chase. 15-year-old Kimberly Alves of Quincy has returned to her family after being reported missing last Friday. Quincy police say Alves returned home safely on Wednesday. Signs are posted at Avalon Beach in Quincy Point warning people to swim at their own risk due to high bacteria levels in the water. Water at 12 other city beaches and all of Wollaston Beach tested safe for swimming on Tuesday. Last year, the water at Wollaston Beach was safe for swimming between 83% and 88% of the time that it was tested. That's according to a survey released this week by Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. A traffic reminder, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Thursday at 2 p.m. and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Thursday, July 23rd.